Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masach Menachot Daf Tzadi Amud Bet, about to take a look at the sixth Mishnah in this, the tenth Perek. Of course, the Mishnayot, it is the ninth Perek. Kol Kamanot HaTzibur V'Yachid Tu'unin Nesachim. Now we get to the issue of Nesachim proper. Chutz Ben Abachov Amasar HaPesach V'Chatat V'Hasham. The five Korbanot that do not have Nesachim are Bechor Maaseh and Pesach, which always come together. We'll see why. And Chatat and Hasham. Elash Chatato Shemetzorah V'Hashamot Tu'unin Nesachim. The one exception to this is the Chatat and the Hasham of the Metzorah. It was explicitly mentioned in Vayikra Yodalad as requiring Nesachim. Tana Rabbanan. Now, the Parsha of Nesachim, important to note, is, and almost all the Psukim that we have are going to be from there, is in Parsha Shlach and Sefer Bamidbar Perek Tadvav, in the aftermath of the quote-unquote Chen HaMeraglim. Va'asitem Ishel Adonai. If you do a fire offering to Hashem, so yeah, then you have to bring the Sachim. Yachol kol ola leishim yeitau Nesachim. I might think that anything goes on the fire needs Nesachim, afilu mincha, which means if you bring a mincha, you'd have to bring Nesachim with it. Tamud Omar, ola. It says, yes, Mishel, ola. Why does it mention ola? To tell you, only an olah, shlamim minayin. How do I know to extend it to shlamim? Tamud Omar zevach, olah o zevach. Todah minayin. How do I know to extend it to a korban todah? And we'll see why we would have thought that todah would be different than a regular shlamim. Tamud Omar o zevach. The o extends it. Yachosh nimra be'af b'chor maaser pesach chatat v'asham. The five that I excluded in the Mishnah, maybe they be included. Tamud Omar lefale neder ovin dava. So later on in the pasuk it says, as part of a neder o nedava, meaning bab neder o nedava ta'un nesachim. Only things you bring voluntarily come with nesachim. Sheno bab neder o nedava ain ta'un nesachim, and therefore bechor mas and pesach, which are all obligations, chatat nasham, which are certainly obligations, do not require nesachim. Namash v'lotziat elu otziat chovot tabaot machmot haregel beregel. So perhaps I should exclude also other obligations, such as the obligations of the regel, olat riyan, shalmei chagiyan, shalmei simcha. There we go. Tamud Omar, o b'moadechem. The Torah goes out of its way to say, or if you bring something on your holidays, which you cannot bring a korban yachid on a moed, a korban yachid of nedava. Kol abat, that's of course discussion of chagiga, kol b'moadechem ta'un nesachim. So if that's the case, perhaps any obligation brought baregel, including the public chatat, which is brought as every musaf. Tamud Omar, v'chita seven bakar. The Torah went out of its way to say, if you make an ox, ben bakar b'chalaya. It already mentioned all the animals. Lama yatsa, why is it mentioned explicitly again? Just like an ox, something can come as a nedava, and not a seir lechatat, which is an obligation. Okay, lasot reach nichoach ladun, I mean a bakar o minat son, again, and mention bakar and son. I might have thought that ola even extends to ola ta'of. Tamalom min a bakar o minat son, divir b'shia. So b'shia says that the mention of bakar and son is to tell me only animals and not birds. Divrei Rabbi Yishiyah. Now, Rabbi Yonatan disagrees and says, "Ei no tzarich." Rabbi Omer zevach. It already said zevach. Ve'of ei no zevach. Of is killed by Malika. Okay, matam lo min habakar min son. Why didn't mention that? Lefi shneimar adam ki akiv mikem korban adonai min habema min habakar min habema min habakar min son takiv korban chem. When a person brings a korban, he brings it min habakar min son. How might I interpret that? Maybe if you say you have to bring both bakar and son. Therefore, in our pasuk in Bamidbar it says minabakar o minatzon, meaning you can bring one of them, you can bring both of them, but ola implies just one of them. All right. So now the problem is, if you recall, in Sanhedrin we had a machloket of Yeshir Rabbi Yonatan where they took apparently opposite positions in the context of cursing parents, where the Torah says Ishki Kalel Aviv Ve'imo. What does that mean? Rabbi Yonatan's interpretation is that means if you curse either of your parents, not both of them, and until the text actually says that two things have to come together, items mentioned in a list are all separate items. Rabbi Yeshia took the opposite position. He says, Aviv, Ishka, Kalel, Aviv, Imo, would imply that you have to curse both of them to be chayiv until at the end of the Pasuk says, Aviv, Imo, Kilel. All right, so now, their positions here seem to be opposite because Rabbi Yonatan is the one who's saying, it said, Minavakar, Uminatzon, I might have thought, man, you have to bring them both. Therefore, I need our Pasuk to say separate. And Rabbi Yeshia said, I don't need that. The answer is since it says min hatzon, command dichtiv yachdav dami. That's kind of like yachdav. Rabbi Yeshia, damar fagav zeloktiv yachdav, command dichtiv yachdav dami. Rabbi Yeshia should have the opposite position. Libikra, he should need the pasuk. The answer is haktiv im ola korbanam min avakar and im min hatzon korbano. Later on in that separate section in Vayikra, that we thought perhaps was ambiguous, it says if you bring Minabakar, and it says, if we bring Minatzon. And therefore you see that committing yourself to an Allah does not commit yourself to bring both ovine and bovine, but rather either one. V'idach, and Rabbi Yonatan would answer, maybe the Torah there is commenting, if you explicitly said, I'm going to bring cattle or I'm going to bring sheep. But if you just said, perhaps you have to bring both, Kamash Malan, that you don't. Okay, let's now look at the whole bright of Amar. Toda, minayin tamad Amar o zevach. Atu toda lav zevachu? Toda is already a zevach. It's already a shlamim. I don't need an extra word o to include the toda. The answer is, sorry, sakada, the chameno huil, the ika lechem bahadah. It has 40 loaves that come with it. That's quite a nesach. Loti by nesachim. Maybe it doesn't need another nesachim. So that's why I need it. Umayshnami El Nazir. So why do I need the extra word to include Todah, but not El Nazir that also has 20 loaves? Because in the case of the Nazir, he brings two types, Matzah and Chala. Hachabat minim, here he brings Chameitz and Chala and Matzah and Revucha. There's 40 loaves. So I would think certainly the Todah would be the more likely candidate to not need Nisachim, Kamash Palan, that it does, and now certainly the Nazir does. So once the Torah told me, I don't need the word Ola, because I already know the things that I can bring voluntarily are in, and only those things. The answer is, I would have read the Pasuk as a Klal Uprat Uklal. What's included? Call Prat Ukal, Iyatadan Kaprat. The Prat now is to guide you. How would I have interpreted Neder and Dava? Something that's not coming for a sin. So I would have excluded Chatat V'Yasham from Baal Chait, Otsi Chatat V'Yasham, Shein Bayin Al Chait, but Avi B'chor Masar Pesach, Shein Bayin Al Chait. I would have included those three, which we have already excluded. I would have erroneously included them because they don't come to cleanse a sin. Talmud Lomar Ola. Therefore, the word Ola comes and offsets everything. Hashtik tivola, here's how we read it. Call of prat marbitle. So what does the call of prat come to extend? My prat forash sheinom chuyav viomed. Aha. The prat is, the founded of Adah, something in Davah, something that you were not yet chayven before. Of course, sheinom chuyav viomed. Aviv ladot kodshim. So what's included? If you were makdish an animal and then it gave birth. Utmuratan, if you did tmur, which you're not allowed to do, but you have to bring both. Or let's say that you committed to $1,000 for an ola and only cost you $800, and an ola that you bring with the extra $200 also needs nesachim. Remember, if you have an asham, that let's say you lost it and you found another one, you got another one and you've offered it, and now you find the original, it has to graze until it gets a moon. But if somebody shechted it, stam, then the din is it's an ola, it needs nesachim. And any korban that's nizbach shelo lishmo has to be brought with nesachim, and that's extended via lefale nedor and dava by the klal uprat uklal. And now what we've done is said, oh, zevach is to extend to the todah. Well, if you take a look at the psukim on the page, there's a lot of o's there. So lefale nedor oli nedava lamali. What's that for? Lamali lechalkam. Why did separate nedor and dava? I might think you're only chayv to bring the sachim when you bring a neder and a nedava. Loli bin isachim, kamash balad, I tin neder lechudei, li bin isachim, I tin nedava lechudei, I tin isachim. If you bring just a neder or a nedava, you need nesachim. Now, ha nechel of Yeshia, go back to Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yeshia, who said that neder unedava would imply both, and therefore I need the O to say either one. Rabbi Yonatan Lamali, what is Rabbi Yonatan? Why would you need it? Even Rabbi Yonatan would agree that if you brought a neder alone and neder alone, you need it. But aiti neder davan nitzkut nesachim nechad. But he might think that if it said neder unedava, I would think that if you brought a neder and a nedava, you would just have to bring one set of nesachim. Kamash polan, that each one is independent. Now, o b'moad dechem lamalik, and what's the o for? Maybe only chayev separate nesachim when you brought an ola as a neder or shlamim b'nedava, o namih flip them. Well, hechad the kamaiti ola ushlamim b'neder. Let's say you brought a neder of an ola and a shlamim. Inami ola ushlamim b'nedava. We're going to see. We're going to build this up. Shem neder echad, v'shem nedava echad. Maybe all nedarim are one thing, or all nedavot are one thing, and therefore even one's an ola and one's a shlamim. Particularly if nesachim echad, then therefore I only need nesachim of one. Kamash malan o b'moad dechem. Therefore the o separates them and says I need a separate one for each. Seven bakar ola o zevach lamali. Again the o. It's akadamena. Hani mileichad kamaiti ola ushlamim b'neder. So now we're going to flip it. Say if I brought ola ushlamim as a neder, inam ola ushlamim b'nevam. Hechad kamaiti shte olot chad b'nevam chad b'nevam. Now we're not going to talk about all nedarim being alike, but maybe all olot being one thing. Meaning not the motivation to bring it, but the type of korban it is. Inami shte shlamim achad b'neder achad neva. So if you brought two shlamim, one is an neder and a neva. Ema shem shlamim achati, shem ola achati. Maybe all shlamim are one thing, all olot are one thing, and therefore you should only need one nesachim. Siskim achad nesachim achad, kamash malan. Okay. Keep going. Lefala neder o shlamim lamali. This is another o. Sakhana chameina hanimili hechad demaiti shte olot achad b'neder achad b'neva. So now we ramp it up and say, if you brought two olot, you know, shtei shlamim or two shlamim, one was a neder, one is in a dava, hechad kamaiti shtei olot b'neder, shtei olot b'neva. If I brought, now I've got it all covered. Two olot b'neder and two olot b'neva. Or in shtei shlamim b'neder, shtei shlamim b'neva. So I brought a total of four korbanot. And they're all olot, they're all shlamim, and two are neder, two in a dava. I might think, shem ola echadu, v'shem neder echadu. Tiskeh ben nesachim nechad. Nesachim nechad here means I would need two nesachim, not four. Meaning, I would think all olot are one thing, all nedarim are one thing, and therefore I've got two nidre ola and two nedava. And therefore, I'm going to have to bring only two, kamash lo, I have to bring four. For Yeshia, ha'im min bakar min atzon lama li, according to Yeshia, what do I need that for? That's only if I have flock and herd. But if I have flock and flock, then I only need one. For kamash malan, then I need two. Now, what's that strange pasuk? This is what you do for each one. I might think that I only have to bring multiple nesachim if we're being korbanot in sequence or at different times. But if I bring all of them at one time, maybe one set of nesachim is enough. Kamash malan. So I built the case up and up and up. So I said each korban has its own nesachim. And if you think about it, what is operating underneath this whole procedure, this whole process, is whether or not we regard nesachim as being an expression of the experience of offering or the particular korban. And in the end, nesachim are a peripheral to each korban, and each korban requires its own, but of course only those korbanot, animal korbanot, that are the types that are brought b'neder u'nedava. Okay, ela shechatato shebatzora v'shamo ta'un nesachim. So we said the chatat and the asham of a metzora require nesachim. And how do we know that? Tanu rabanan. U'shlosha asorim solit mincha. The Torah says explicitly, in the gifts brought by the metzora, he has to bring three esronim. He's bringing three lambs, he brings three esronim. That's talking about the mincha that accompanies the korban. Perhaps it's an independent obligation. And there is no nesachim with the chatat and asham. The Torah only mentioned this particular gift of three asronim, and then it says that the kohen will offer up the ola and hamincha. Remember, mincha by mazavah ketuv medaber. It's the mincha that accompanies the ola and the chatat neyasham. V'adayin eni yodeim tu nesachim v'imlav. I don't know if nesachim come along with it. Meaning, maybe it's just a grain offering. Tamad lomar v'yayin anesach v'itayin taseh al ha'ola ola zevach bakevas ha'echad. in the pasuk back in Parshat Shlach, it says you have to bring, when you bring a keves, you have to bring revitin, which is 3 lug of wine, al ha'ula la zevach ha'echad o la keves ha'echad. La zevach la keves ha'echad. How do we interpret this? Because this entire pasuk is extra, this entire phrase is, ola zu olat mitzora, that's the olat mitzora, zevach zu chatat mitzora, and ola zevach zu asham mitzora. That's referring to the 3 korbanot of the mitzora. Now, we already know that he's bringing grain, so therefore it's telling us you have to bring wine with each one of them also. And that is from this extra phrase, because we already know that an ola and a zevach have nesachim, and we already know that the keves gets revi'it, so there's no reason to say this, unless it is to expand it here. We'll see that the end of the pasuk is also interpreted. How do we know that... Now, v'tepuklei tovayu mizevach, why do we need o zevach for asham mitzora? Why don't we just say zevach refers to both chatat and asham? De'amamar chatat v'asham minayin, this is in the context of a nazir. We know that when a nazir shaves, he puts his hair under the on the fire of the shlamim. What if he puts on the fire of the chatat nasham? How do we know it's good? Tamid lomar zevach. And there, the one word zevach extends to both chatat and nasham. It's called zevach hashlamim, so the word zevach extends to both chatat nasham in one shot. The answer is, hanimili echad tavayu ki adadi ninu. When chatat and nasham operate together, which they're both there to complete the nazir's process, then they can be both inferred from one word. But here the asham is there to allow the mitzvah to move forward, and the chatat is the kapara. Therefore, by an intray cry, we need 2 psukim. Okay, we said zevach zu chatat mitzvah, ve'ema zu chatat ve'asham denazir. Why are we extending this pasuk in the parshav nesachim to the chatat and asham of the mitzvah? Maybe it's the chatat and asham of the nazir. The answer is lo sakadai toch titanya u'minchatam niskehem in the parshav nazir. It already says you have to bring minchatam niskehem, and what's that referring to? Biolato uvishlamav katub medaber. Remember, the nazir brings an olah, a chatat, and a shlamim if he finished properly. So it's the midrash halacha says minchatam niskehem is only the olah and shlamim. Biolato uvishlamav oino mafilu chatat. Maybe the chatat tamalomar v'ta'ayil yaseh zavach shlamim minchatov nisko. The Torah went out of its way to say make the ayil as a shlamim with its mincha and nesach. Ayil bichlal ayil was part of all the animals. Just like the ayil, here the shlamim is brought as nedrun dava. Only things that are brought benedrun dava require nesachim in the case of an azir, and not the chatat. Okay, so nazir is not going to be included. The chatat nazir is not going to be included. Now, back in our drasha, we said ola zu olat mitzora, ve'im azu olat yoledet. In other words, our parsha in Nesachim just says ola ola, and we interpreted that as olat mitzora. Maybe not. Maybe it's olat yoledet. So, rabba, olat yoledet miseifet akranafka. We actually got that from the end of the pasuk, as I mentioned a minute ago. The Tanurin Hatoromer la keves zu olat yoledet ha'echad ze'achadas hashem aser shekariv shlomim. The end of the pasuk in Shlach la keves ha'echad. So, Rabbi Natan says la keves is an allusion to olat yoledet. Because remember, a yoledet brings an ola, an animal. So with that animal, she brings the nesachim. And what's ha'echad? That's referring to the 11th of Maser Behema. Meaning, if you mess up in counting Maser Behema, and you count number 11 as 10, you have to bring it, and it gets brought as a shlamim, and it has nesachim, which is a chiddush. Shalomatzin la b'chol ha'torah, she'et hafel chamur min ha'ikar. Here you find that the secondary thing is more stringent than its original. The original maser doesn't have nesachim, and its secondary does have. Okay, that's Abaye's take on how we know that this pasuk is referring to this pasuk is referring to the chatat and asham and ola of, it's not clear, it's Abaye's take, but that's what Gemara is. Yeah, this is Abaye's take. That why we say that it's not yoledet. Rav has a different answer. Ezu davar tzarich shlosha ribuyin. Which thing needs 3 ribuyin? In other words, which person brings 3 korbanot as 1 unit? Havi omer, it's the mitzora. And so therefore, that must be when it says, like, then that must be referring to the Mitzorah, who's the only one who has three. Now, that's to extend it to the ayil that Aaron brings on Yom Kippur, that he also has to bring the Sachim with it. We should learn that from Moadechem, which we learned a little bit ago, as extending to all obligations you bring on a chag. Maybe that would only apply to public offerings. Now here we have to play a little bit, because we earlier used it to extend it to Olat Riyah, which is a private korban. The answer is Olat Riyah and Shalmei Chagigah are quasi-public, quasi-private, because first of all, everybody has to bring them, sort of like the confusion or the ambiguity of a Korban Pesach. But Elo Shel Aron is an absolute Korban Yachid. There's only one person in the whole world who has to bring it, and that's the Kohen Gadol. Why is that different than an Olat Yoledet that we said slam dunk she has to bring in the Sachim? The answer is that Olat Yoledet doesn't have a set time. So it's closer to a Neder and Dava thing. But Aaron's ayil has to come on Yom Kippur. Emalo, so kamash malan that it's included. Now, ola ayil amali, remember we're playing with all the words o, so what's ola ayil? Rabot the palges. A palges is a lamb that's in its 13th month. Because till 12 months, it's a keves. After 13 months, meaning a month into its second year, it's an ayil. But during that month, it's something in the middle. And we have machlok, Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada, whether or not it's a safek bar Pada, or Rabbi Yochanan, it's a unique month. Hanach Rabbi Yochanan demar bir yehi. Rabbi Yochanan says the bria, means b'firah b'fnei atzma, during that month. None. We have this Mishnah that says, he krivo, malal amischei ayel ve'eno olelo mizivcho. Let's say you offered up a palges, you bring the nesachim for an ayel, but it doesn't count for your zavach. Rabbi Yochanan, Ola Ayil, the Rabot HaPalges. Rabbi Yochanan says the source is, Ola Ayil is the Rabot HaPalges. That's how you know you bring Nisachim. Rapada Dama Maiti Umatni. He says, no, you do bring a Nisachim and you make a Tanai. And that Tanai is, if this thing, which is 12 and a half months old, is a Keves, then the Nischei Keves are in it and the rest is in a Dava. And if it's really an Ayil, then it's all there. The Sfeikahu. The Torah doesn't go out of its way to extend to a safek. So, Vada the Barpada Kasha, you're right. Ola Ayil can't be for a palges, because according to Barpada, palges is just a safek. It's not a unique category. Now, Kacha Yasel, Ashor Echad, Ola Ayil Echad, Ola Sebak Savim of Vayizim. What's that all that for? Ashor Echad Matamud Lomar, Lefishimatzinish, Lekakatube Nischei Al Nischei Keves. We see that the Torah says, when a lamb is up until 12 months, it's one kind of Nisachim. After it's an ayil, it's a different kind of nesachim. So maybe make the same difference in a bovine, that a calf is one thing and a bull is another. Therefore, the Torah says lashor echad, meaning all oxen are the same. What's that for? The Torah distinguishes between a yearling and a two-year-old. Maybe the Torah also distinguishes between a two-year-old and a three-year-old. Meaning, all elim are one. Once you're a ram for life. What's that for? We see the Torah distinguish between a lamb and a ram. Maybe the Torah will distinguish between a female lamb and a ewe. Talmud Lomar, Ola Sabak Svasim. Oba Izim Lam, Talmud Lomar. What's the point of the goat? Vishmatzinu Shechelekatu Ben Nischei Keves and Nischei Ayil. The Torah distinguishes between a lamb and a ram. Chonacholik Ben Nischei Gedil and Nischei Sa'ir. Maybe a billy goat and an adult goat are different. Maybe a kid and a goat are different. Talmud Lomar, Oba Izim. All goats are alike. Meaning the only place that would make a distinction is between a male lamb and a male ram, and after 13 months, there's nothing more to talk about. All bovines are the same, all goats are the same, all females are the same. It's only a male lamb where they make that difference. Rapapa, Bariklan Rava. So Rava tested us. Nischei Rechela Bakama. If you have a Rechela, which is a U, how much Nesachim do you bring? Pashit Nalai Matnita. We quoted a Mishnah in Shkalim, that indicates Gdim Shamesh Nischei Tzon Shal Gdolim Shal Ktanim Shal Shchem Shal Nekivot Chutz Shal Elim. that the Mishnah there says that there were four seals. When you went to buy Nesachim, you went to the Gizbar, you paid money, and you got Nesachim with a token with a stamp on it, and then you went to pick up your wine and flour, etc., based on what your stamp said. And there were four stamps. The four stamps were Gedi, Zachar, Egel, and Chote. Gedi was used, as we see, for any lambs that were adult or young, male or female, except for rams, meaning all females and all goats, and the only exception was rams. All right, so you had Gedi, Zachar was rams, Egel was bulls, and Chote was the special combo package for the Mitzorah. Oh, let's pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah. From here till the end of the parak, we will study the issue of smicha, but in the meantime, we have completed, to some extent, our study of the mitzvah of Nesachim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.